Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoll's getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Melissa Agard has been sworn in as Dane County Executive again. She was elected in November, but that was just to finish out Joe Parisi's term after his retirement. She won the election earlier this month with nearly 81% of the vote. She was sworn in yesterday, and now she serves for the next 4 years. The Trump administration is planning to close or consolidate 27 U.S. embassies and consulates around the world. On that list is the embassy in Luxembourg. Tom Barrett is the former mayor of Milwaukee, and he leads that embassy in Luxembourg as our U.S. ambassador.
My reaction is the happiest person in Luxembourg, if that happens, is the Chinese ambassador to Luxembourg.
Why?
Because they are ready to just step in and fill any gap. When the United States, and I saw this throughout Europe, I saw this throughout international organizations. When the United States pulls out, China moves in. It's that straightforward.
The New York Times reports the State Department is considering a 50% cut in spending.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
Barrett was on the Earl Ingram Show this week. And some local teachers have been nominated for their work educating kids on STEM subjects. Five Wisconsin teachers have been nominated for the 2025 Presidential Awards for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching. The Department of Public Instruction says this is the highest honor the government gives to math and science educators. Two of the finalists from Wisconsin are in Dane County. Jessica North teaches eighth grade science at Wanakee Middle School, and Aaron Treader teaches math in Belleville. One math teacher and one science teacher will win the award and $10,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy with a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, showers, thundershowers likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with flowers as beautiful as she is. Waterloo Blooms hand arranges fresh, stunning bouquets with care, delivered straight to her door in Waterloo, Madison, and beyond, with same-day delivery available. Order now at waterloobooms.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Vote. The United States Supreme Court told Trump to bring back that gentleman from El Salvador. And I think we can all be in agreement. And again, this is not a progressive issue. It's actually more a conservative issue. Our conservative friends say we support the Constitution. Well, if you support the Constitution, you don't throw people into detention centers in El Salvador.
Oh, thank you, Bernie. Hey, to his point, Chris, who said there are too many people for us to give everyone their due process, so we're just not going to do it?
Dr. Doom.
No, that was J.D. Vance very optional due process now. Okay, so Bill of Rights now optional, just in case you're keeping track. Okay, Chris, who said we're working on five or six different alternatives that Trump could run again, and I think four or five of them are going to work? Reporter, the Constitution doesn't allow for that. He said, we're going around the Constitution. It doesn't matter. Who said that?
Dr. Octopus.
No, that'd be Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon. Oh. So if you're keeping track, Bill of Rights, Constitution, just optional now.
Okay.
Just
going
around it. You can go around it. Like, it's like a movable hole in a mountain on
the
Roadrunner. Just move it if you don't like it.
Okay.
All right. Look who's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert. Dr. Irwin Redletter.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Dr. Doom.
Well, hello there, Stephanie.
Oh, that was a dramatic pause. Okay, thank you. I thought you were frozen.
He's on the other side of the world right now. So,
I know. Yes. Thank you for doing this. By the way, speaking of which, I love your hat. You have a baseball hat that says Make America Normal Again. And you said in Europe with my favorite hat.
This one?
That one right there.
There you go.
Yep.
Getting incredible responses.
This hat.
Getting incredible responses from Europeans and American travelers from all walks of life. The reactions are either sadness for what's happening to the U.S. or anger and frustration over gratuitous chaos caused by POTUS and his incompetence sycophants. Wow, thank you for being an ambassador to the world and sending them that message that we feel the same way about Trump, right?
You know, it's quite amazing that the response has been so extraordinarily supportive, and how many of the Europeans we encountered, this is obviously not any kind of a study, but every single person we spoke to, many people just looked at the hat and gave me a thumbs up, but a lot of the Europeans that we spoke to are saying, what happened to America? And it's a hard question to answer. Donald Trump happened to America is what happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was talking to Chris earlier. This is a pretty, pretty awesome period for our country. We're going backwards. We're cutting out vital programs. We're doing things that are going to be very difficult to reverse once this crew of incompetence is pushed out of office, which yeah. I hope will happen
yeah.
As soon as possible. But it may be a couple of good years here that we're going to have to wait, obviously.
Yeah. Doc, yeah. We were saying it is stunning just in what is it, 70-something days still? Like, we were just looking at the numbers of, you know, Canadians, for instance. I mean, trips to the United States for the summer are down 70%. I mean, you know, and same thing there. Canadians are like, we love Americans. But, you know, everybody in the world sees what this is, that it is one guy causing global chaos, right?
Yeah.
We have quite the delay. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it's terrifying, and I think we're going to pay a very heavy price in terms of what we're able to do and how we're perceived in the world. The programs we have in this country to support Americans who are vulnerable and children, this is a very dark time for us, Stephanie. And I think I think the only way out now is for the courts to stand up, but Congress is going to have to do its job and not approve these whack-a-mole crazy budget ideas that the OMB and Trump people are trying to push through. Yeah. They have the power to stop them.
Yeah. Yeah, you said the courts, the people, and Republican leaders who've had enough are the antidote to this horrendous damage being done to our country by Trump and his known and unknown creators and implementers who are bent on ending democracy in America. And you just said they've put the proverbial foxes in the hen house across government. Every U.S. department is led by incompetent, angry people trying to decimate functions of their agencies and harm the people they're supposed to help, even if it means violating the Constitution or ignoring Congress. I mean, Doc, in your area in science, I mean, what they're doing to HHS, I mean, you can't say enough, can you, scientists and doctors, about the damage this is going to do?
Yeah, they're gutting programs that are supporting people that need the most help. So Medicaid and Medicare and programs to help poor children, people with disabilities, all of these things are now on the chopping block. And like I said, if Congress doesn't stand up and say, no, we have the power, we have the authority to deal with the budgets, and Trump cannot, I don't care what party these people are in Congress, they cannot allow Donald Trump and his people to run roughshod over the basic services that Americans depend on. It's ludicrous that they're even able to put these forward as possibilities. And what Bobby Kennedy Jr. is doing to health services, unconscionable, yeah. Stephanie, but hopefully they won't get through Congress.
You said his new HHS budget is a straight-up nightmare for America's children and vulnerable people, massive cuts in critical research, too. And you just said, will Congress allow this insanity? Do they have the courage to literally save America from the unconscionable actions of Mad King Trump? I mean, this is where we are, and it would take a handful, Doc, a handful of Republicans in the House and Senate to stop this madness, whether it's tariffs or...
Honestly,
Doc, who's for cutting cancer research?
Right?
I don't understand. I mean, it's just... Well, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. And, you know, we've talked about this before. It's like the last time I read statistics, there was no mention of only Democrats getting cancer.
Right.
I think Republicans also get cancer. So even in their own self-interest,
yeah,
you would think it would be laughable even propose cuts in cancer research, in heart and lung disease, and all these things that we depend on American research capabilities to help figure out cures and prevention
yeah.
that will keep us healthy. I don't understand what's so difficult to understand about that and why it's become a political football.
Yeah.
I don't get
and Doc,
it.
Meanwhile, you know, speaking of waste, fraud, and abuse, they're spending taxpayer money on this ridiculous autism study in which Bobby Kennedy said, we'll know by September what causes autism, meaning they've already arrived at the conclusion, and he's going to have whoever his wackos are in charge of the study say, oh, it's vaccines. I mean, you know, as you said, RFK Jr. just grossly misrepresented findings of a new CDC report about the prevalence of autism in the U.S., claiming we have a new autism epidemic. Actually, scientists beg to differ, saying the increase in cases reported reflects better diagnosis, not more disease. Why is he Secretary of Health and Human Services? Why? I mean, it's just this anti-science nonsense everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's like the other thing I've been talking about is, why is it that we have a non-physician, non-public health expert giving out medical and health advice to Americans?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about that, it is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, why doesn't he advise NASA about how to, launch a moonshot? It's an absurd reality that we're now dealing with, that expertise in health and science is not only irrelevant, it's disdained by these guys in Congress and the people that Trump has selected to have the senior cabinet positions in these areas. And I think we're going to pay a very steep price. We already are, in fact, because a lot of research grants have already been eliminated at some of the best medical schools and medical research labs in America.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
And can we talk about, obviously you've been over there in Ukraine helping the kids there, but we are at a point where the U.S. blocked even condemning the Palm Sunday attack that killed all these civilians and children, right? So we are fully Team Russia now. And I just think this Doge story should be a bigger story. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, because you're overseas, Rachel Maddow and CNN and now NPR and others reporting. This one, Doge committed actual treason, sent American data to Russia. If that doesn't do it for Congress, nothing will. I mean, that is straight up treason. And it also does start to really, you know, make you fear for the security of our elections and what happened in this last one. You know, I mean,
right.
Go ahead.
And, you know, look, we keep getting distracted because, I guess this morning or yesterday, Elon Musk called Senator Mark Kelly, astronaut, fighter pilot, et cetera, called him a traitor.
Yeah.
Why? Because he went to Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And, you know, when people talk about, well, we've been through bad periods before, at least from a Democratic point of view, we've looked at people like Reagan and the Bushes, and we've said, you know, this is not what we want. This situation with Trump is far worse than anything we ever have seen in any former Republican administration, including with Nixon. So this is unique. And as I said in the beginning of this conversation, Stephanie, when is Congress going to stand up, and why won't they at this point? How far is Trump going to go before they say we've had enough? I don't know.
All right, let's end with Dr. Funstack, because
okay.
It's not often Funstack meets talking to a fancy doctor.
Right, right.
I think it sums up the anti-science weirdness. Fox News host reflected on their former colleague, now Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, by bringing up a stomach-churning story of when he ate food off the floor. Now, granted, he was probably hammered, Doc, but he once dropped a bagel with cream cheese on the floor, upside down with the cream cheese on the floor, and he would pick... Ainsley Earhart said he would pick it up. I'm like, wait, is there hair on there? It's so gross. He would just pop it in his mouth. That echoed his other on-air claim that he hasn't washed his hands for a decade because he said, Doc, wait for it, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
Oh, my God.
That's who's running the military.
For one. Germs do exist, right?
I'm just... OD'd on confidence in Pete Hegseth. I just don't know. I don't know that I could even get more confident.
Yeah,
in
I gotta
somebody
give him
who exhibits cream cheese and bagel behavior like that.
I gotta give him some party props. For those of us that work in morning radio, I gotta tell you that to show up drunk to a morning show really takes some doing. That takes some doing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he reportedly showed up drunk, so that's why you would eat a bagel that has fallen on the floor, because probably he was already on the floor and he's like, "What's this?"
If I was drunk and I dropped my Crunchwrap Supreme on the floor, I would still eat it.
Yeah. I would.
Okay.
I would.
Doc, just confirming that even though germs are invisible, they do exist, correct?
Okay. All right. I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'll take it as a, you could take it as a yes.
All right. Be safe over there.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll
see you next
week.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Woohoo!
If CBD is not part of your wellness routine yet, what the, man?
I don't know.
It is CBD Awareness Month. Are you aware?
I am aware now.
Okay. Well, okay. CB Distillery going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain. That is my absolute favorite. Uh-huh. I use it every single week. And the sleep gummies that y'all love. And you're a tincture dude over there.
I had some under my tongue this morning.
Yeah. I'm not going to make a dirty joke. Up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. That's you,
yes.
VIP. It's premium quality CBD. No nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution for you. Don't miss this discount. It's the perfect time. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is VIP for 60% off. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Ass bitch.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Well, hey there. This spring, don't just clean, organize once and for all. It is time to pull all those important documents out of junk drawers, file cabinets, stacks of paper you have piled up, and those password-protected retirement and bank accounts on your computer. You know what I'm talking about. Your next of kin is going to need access to those details someday. That's why the Knockbox was created. The Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans. And each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps your next of kin manage your estate when you're gone. From your insurance policies to your funeral directives, your dog's vet information, that's important for me, even the code to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. And now, for listeners of The Stephanie Miller Show, save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Visit theknockbox.com today to get yours and use the code Stephanie for 16% off. Trust me, your future self and your family will thank you.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Get ready to sizzle this Easter. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere at Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stephanie Miller.
What happened to Khalees?
That is a good question. The White House announces China is now facing a 245% tariff as a result of retaliatory actions against the U.S. A five-year-old is running the country. We were just saying, we might as well just say $11 billion,
right.
Which, by the way, Keith Olbermann and Bob Seska, $11 billion was Chris LeBoy's. How many years ago? Look, $11
billion.
We've had a T-shirt on StephanieMiller.com called $11 billion. How long has that been up there at StephanieMiller.com?
$11 billion years.
$11 billion years.
But honestly, I don't care.
It was our joke about kid numbers, some made-up numbers.
I don't know that I heard it anywhere. Yeah. I don't know if I heard it from Bob or from Keith Olbermann. I never really watched Keith Olbermann, so
no.
I don't.
Yeah, but no, you said it 11 billion years ago, so literally. It's a stupid, eleven-decajillion made-up number that they're just pulling out of their ass every week.
Or what Bella used to say.
Oh, 11-teen.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sure. Something that's a bull number. Okay. Speaking of bull numbers, the person Trump keeps calling a terrorist lived in the United States for 14 years, is married to an American citizen, and has never been charged with a crime.
Right.
By way of compare and contrast, unlike Donald Trump, who has not only been charged, has been convicted on 34 felonies. Mm-hmm. So, just saying, if we're going to start deporting homegrowns. All right. Thank you to our Senator Adam Schiff.
Yep.
He said, I put a hold on Ed Martin's nomination. Boy, there's so many fights to fight, right?
Yeah.
He's denied elections, fired quality public servants, attempted to chill free speech. Turns out he's also carrying water for the Kremlin, wholly unfit to be U.S. attorney. Can I just say, Chris, what have I always said? Nancy Pelosi said, all roads lead back to Russia. This Doge story... all of this. He was on Russian state television 150 times.
Yep.
I just feel like this should be the bigger story, right? Is this whole them sending data directly to Russia? How is this not okay? All right. Let me think. Sarah in Fort Worth. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Oh, goodness gracious. I have my best friend for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And we had lunch yesterday, and politics we just don't talk about because it shocked me that she's still drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. And usually when she and I get together, we get into some maybe trouble. So she asked me did I tell my husband we were having lunch today? I said, no, I said, if I wasn't at home, just call El Salvador. And I went, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And
that's going to be a dark joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, when Olivia Troy wasn't here, I was like, is she okay? Is she in El Salvador? But thank God, she's coming up after
break.
Speaking of targeting, Trump's enemies, I keep talking about this one, but looks like Trump is seeking retribution plus trying to create a false narrative regarding Letitia James, who's the person who could prosecute Trump's most recent insider trading, Letitia James. Drumming up charges and going after those in opposition is what dictators do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that wasn't a weirdly coincidental.
Right.
And by the way, he's been convicted of how many counts of, insurance fraud, every wire fraud, every kind of business fraud.
$11 billion
different fraud charges.
Okay.
And so suddenly out of the blue, this mortgage fraud something, which I'm going to guess is complete bull.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Anxious Opposition says it's a damn good thing Jesus lives in our heart. If he lived in America, he would be in an El Salvador prison right now. That's true. Just in time for Easter. Okay, one last one. If they're tasering town hall attendees in month 3 of this administration, what do things look like by year 4? We are in a very dark period. Thank you. We shall talk to Olivia Troy about it next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student just weeks before he's supposed to graduate. According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. And the NFL draft is only about a week away. Fans may be thinking about what to bring, teams are finalizing their strategies, and players are choosing which style to wear. But law enforcement is preparing too. Here's Lisa Hale.
The NFL Draft 2025 is coming to the Green Bay area April 24th through the 26th, and Green Bay police want people to know they are ready. Green Bay PD Captain Ben Allen says that the police department has been working with other agencies, such as the fire department and Ashwaubenon PD, brainstorming different scenarios and thinking about different contingency plans to the point that they are, quote, beyond prepared for the event. The NFL Draft is expected to bring up to 300,000 visitors to the greater Green Bay area later this month.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy with a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, showers, thundershowers likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX. And the Civic Media app, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the NFL draft coming to Green Bay. What does that mean for local businesses? We'll talk about that. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
It's time that the American people recognize that this is all part of a pattern
of Donald Trump to whittle away at our fundamental democratic values and institutions so that he can take over full power of the federal government. And Congress and the Republicans in Congress have completely acceded to his wishes and turned over all of their own authority to Donald Trump. There is no check and no balance from Congress.
Thank you, Representative Dan Goldman, a hero of democracy.
Yes.
Speaking of which,
what?
It's one of our very one of our cutest, cuddliest heroes of democracy. Olivia Troy.
Yay,
is here.
Olivia Troy.
Hello.
Hi there.
You know, here's how dark the humor has gotten in these days, Olivia. When we had you scheduled for the other day and you couldn't make it, I was like, "Is she in El Salvador? Is she in a prison?"
Yes. Please ask that question every time because it's getting a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, always a possibility.
And I'm like, oh no, they don't take women. Okay, maybe she's in Gitmo.
That's a good point.
Yet.
That'll change.
Yeah.
I mean, Olivia, I thought of you because I saw, you know, you've obviously been talking about the targeting of Chris Krebs and Miles Taylor. But, you know, I was it the Bulwark? But someone wrote a terrifying piece about how, you know, if you'd asked me last week, should they flee the country, I would have said, oh, no, of course not. This week I might not say, I might say yes. And I thought of you because I thought for some reason he also seems to be making particular targets of Republicans like all of you guys that worked for him in the Trump administration. So these are not some wild-eyed liberals he's targeting, right? It's people that told the truth in the Trump administration.
Yeah, and look, I think it's obviously strategic, and he's doing it on purpose because it does have the chilling effect. I think, one, it was a message certainly to all of us out here, and it's sort of like, do you stay the course or not? And I think it was a bigger message, too, to people that are currently serving in this administration with him and in government. I think that was also part of the effect of, like, making an example of them and saying, pay attention to what I'm doing here. Do not step out of line. I'm in control, and this will happen to you. And I think that was part of it.
Well, this is why I say it every day, and I'm repetitive. Do you think I'm repetitive?
Are you repetitive?
I feel like I repeat things.
I think you're repetitive.
I keep saying, courage is contagious, and so is cowardice. And that's why you are so important, Olivia, and all of the people like Harvard that are not bending the knee. Because, you know, if we all resist, nobody bends the knee, he's powerless. He's hoping, this is what bullies do, is they hope to intimidate enough people. Like you said, when Trump uses the power of the presidency to target truth tellers like Chris Krebs and Miles Taylor, it's not just retaliation, it's a warning to all of us. I spoke with Joyce Vance about what this moment means, why it's so dangerous, and what it feels like when you know you could be next. I mean, I do have to ask you, Olivia, all jokes aside, what does that feel like? I mean, you must personally some days feel terrified.
You know, I got a text that day when it was happening from someone, and they said, turn on Fox News. And I was like, ooh, why?
Oh, God.
And so I did, and I saw what was happening. And I have to be honest, I was sitting on the couch, and I was just waiting. I was waiting for my name.
Yeah.
And my husband walked in. He just got home from work, and he looked at me, and he's like, what's going on? And I was pale, and I was watching it develop, and it was chilling. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit, you know, it shook me. But on the other hand, I also sat there and I was like, well, I knew this day would come in some sort of way. And so right now it's not me, but it means that I just have to fight for them. And so I think that's sort of the feeling that I had, and the reaction was just, I have to make sure that the story remains front and center, that we don't give this a pass, that it doesn't kind of just become a blip. You know, I was furious the next day when no reporter in the press conference, during that press conference in the cabinet meeting, no one asked about it, right? I mean, it took a while for the reporters to ask about it. And I know that, you know, they're also scared. And, well, whatever legitimate reporters we have left in the press pool, because this is now state-dominated media joining the press conference for the most part, right? So I say that not really lightly, because it's what's happening. But, yeah, and so I think my message to people is, if you think it can't happen to you, it can, because they're chipping away at this. And I think, you know, you may not agree with Miles Taylor's politics. You may not agree with Chris Krebs. Chris Krebs was just doing his job, by the way. He was just securing the election.
Yeah.
And that's what got him in trouble. All he said was that the election was safe and secure, which, by the way, court cases have also said. I mean, this has been litigated over and over and over, but Trump can't let 2020 go.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to be alarmed when we're seeing this, because it has a greater meaning for our freedom of speech and our individual rights. And we're seeing this we're seeing Trump target law firms. We're seeing him target universities. We're seeing him target outspoken Republican officials who were served in his administration.
Yeah.
And I think, and now we're seeing in this case with this gentleman in El Salvador that I don't know that he's ever going to see his family again. And it pains me to think that because he deserves legal process.
Yeah.
And this is awful.
And you threaded about this. You said Trump said the homegrowns are next. That's not just a phrase. It's a warning. This is what state-sponsored disappearance looks like. Can I take a moment to say I'm just a little lame-ass white girl that works in my basement, but I will be your Harriet Tubman. I will shelter you. I will take you in and protect you. But this is how scary it's getting. When you talk to Joyce, I thought you said some interesting stuff, Olivia. You said this kind of move doesn't just impact Krebs or Taylor. It impacts their families, potentially their careers, even their friendships, the stress, the potential reputational damage of just being investigated, quote unquote, the financial burden of defending yourself. It's immense. I've lived through lawfare from Trump loyalists. It's exhausting, and it is meant to be. You said, and if this is what he's doing out in the open, we have to ask ourselves, what else is happening behind the scenes? What are they planning? Who's next? That's what many who are potentially future targets of Trump's retribution are wondering. These aren't isolated incidents. It's part of a broader strategy that Trump is enacting. And I have to give you Exhibit A, Tish James, who you can't tell me that the day after she announced she's going to investigate insider trading in this whole tariff thing, that they're like, oh, you're being investigated for mortgage fraud or something, right?
Yeah, and they have the power of every lever in the U.S. government, right? That's the thing. Whichever way they want to go, right? I mean, they're doing it to Harvard right now. We're watching that. They're like, okay, we're going to revoke your IRS, nonprofit, like, you know, tax-exempt status. We're going to do this. Like, they are looking at every possible avenue, and they're saying, okay, well, this is how we'll target that individual. And they're doing it across the board. And I'm concerned because it's going to, you know, we have Tish James. All she's doing is trying to follow the rule of law. That is actually
because she's the only
here,
place that can, right? Do it. Our DOJ, yes, or SEC or FBI won't do it. I mean, and by the way, called activism, posted video. Nothing to see here. Just Steve Bannon 5 months ago openly threatening to go after Letitia James. As you say, none of this is an accident, Olivia. I mean, Richard said Trump and Bondi are weaponizing the DOJ to target Letitia James for exposing their corruption. This is a blatant abuse of power, prosecuting political enemies while ignoring their own crimes. James will stand strong against this authoritarian playbook. But it's a story, not even a day, several stories a day, isn't it, out of the authoritarian playbook?
Yeah, and I think that they're flooding the zone, right? We've been watching them do this since he took office, and it's one thing after another. And I think it's important for us. I mean, yes, is it exhausting? I'm exhausted, right? Every day I'm like, okay, this is another thing that we need to make sure we're tracking. But I think that we've also got to lean on each other, and we've got to make sure that we keep taking a stand against this. Because the second that we stop taking a stand against this, and the second we stop talking about it, which I know people want to tune out, and they're like, I'm done with the news. I've got friends that are saying, I'm not even watching anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. The second we start doing that, that's what they want. Because then they're taking control.
By the way, you also pointed out Trump has crossed a critical line by coupling accusations of treason with former executive orders. This isn't just rhetoric anymore. It's state retaliation against critics dressed in the language of national betrayal. The full weight of federal authority is now being deployed against those whose only offense was upholding their oath to the Constitution. This leaves me, I've got to ask you, is your role in the Homeland Security, are you following the story that about Doge and data and Russia that Rachel Maddow and CNN and NPR now and others are covering? Whistleblower Daniel Baroulis just exposed something terrifying. Foreign enemies allegedly stole U.S. data. The leak came through Elon Musk's Starlink. Another one, here's the chilling truth, Doge is stealing data. I mean, that's what this is all about. And I'm like, why isn't this a bigger story, right? I mean, in terms of election security, it makes you go, like, was 2024 secure? I mean, you know, go ahead, your thoughts.
No, it certainly raises a question. I think that's a direct link that shows who's really in charge of everything going on here. And I would say that it's Putin.
Yeah.
Because he has the most access now,
yeah,
and we've ceded control to him.
Yeah.
I also want to say that, like, I'm praying for that whistleblower's safety, and I hope that they're okay.
And weren't Putin and
I know what comes with that.
Who's? I'm sorry. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the whistleblower.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yes. Yeah, absolutely, Olivia. No, I was going to say, but I mean, aren't also, you know, Putin and Elon Musk being charged in other countries with interfering in elections? I mean, I think it's the things that Trump has said even since the election that makes, you know, and you add all those Russian bomb threats to the Democratic areas that closed down polling booths. I mean, you know, of course your mind goes, oh, my God, could they have gotten into the state tabulation computers in swing states? I mean, I know that. Oh, wait, hang on. We're having Eric Swalwell next week. Where is this, Chris?
I don't know.
I can't.
What?
He apparently did a podcast talking about the data from 2020 and 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if there's other shoes to drop here. I'm just curious your thoughts.
I think, you know, I think it makes sense to when you start to make all the links and connect the dots. I mean, people are like, okay, well, I'm scared to say it out loud because it sounds a little conspiratorial.
Right.
But I think the lesson here is that, yeah, we may not look back, the election's over, but we certainly have to be paying attention to what's about to happen in the next election.
Yeah.
And in the one after that, because that is where I'm very concerned, because there's no Chris Krebs, by the way, anymore.
Yeah.
Right. There's no Chris Krebs serving anymore. There's
you know
no
who I'd love
like
to talk
with integrity serving.
You know who I'd love to talk to about 2024 is Chris Krebs.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he wasn't in charge, but I'd just really be curious. I just love the last thing you said to Joyce here. You said it echoes what you just told me earlier, Olivia. You said if we shrink back now, there may soon be nothing left to protect. These executive orders aren't political theater. They're retribution. Trump promised he meant every word. Today it's Krebs and Taylor. Tomorrow could be you, me, or anyone who dares to criticize him. This calculated intimidation strategy aims to break our will. They want to make examples of truth tellers so the rest of us fall in line. We can't let that work. If we normalize this, we lose more than our rights. We lose the courage to defend them, and I, for one, will not be silenced. I will be here advocating for them and others. This is why you are a hero of democracy.
Hero of democracy.
but it's, I mean, all of our voices matter now, Olivia. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm just, we were saying about, you know, they're trying to make it about this one guy now, Garcia. It's like, we should all be saying, shut this whole thing down. This whole thing's illegal and unconstitutional. That you can't disappear people. I mean, 90%, Bloomberg reports, of those people had no criminal records at all. I mean, if one person loses due process, we all can, right?
That's exactly it. And I think it's horrifying to basically we're shipping people off to black sites. That's the equivalent, right?
Yeah,
we have no idea what's going on in that prison. There's no oversight. There's no international accords on this prison. I mean, they're cited for human rights abuses. If they treat people inhumanely, it's horrifying. And now we have Trump saying that homegrowns are going to be sent there, like American citizens. You have Sebastian Gorka recently. I just saw a clip of him saying that's the plan. And I said, yeah, that's coming. That's been my worry all along. And I think, you know, going back to the treason term, though, that is a very serious accusation. And I have been greatly concerned that that was going to be their route, that this is people betraying the country. And I think that thread permeates through other things that we're seeing, right? Sebastian Gorka said, if you were advocating for this man in El Salvador, then you're next, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what they're saying here.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is why I say that this is a calculated strategy of silencing dissenters and control.
Yeah, and thank God Sebastian Gorka otherwise is not really creepy. Until
he's in charge of the counterterrorism division that coordinates policy.
Until
so
he said that.
Remind people that these are the people in charge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. I would have had to work with this guy.
But
I have Cash Patel.
If we don't have due process, Olivia, one day he can say someone's an M13, you know, gang member and terrorist. And, oh, by the way, Miles Taylor and Olivia Troy are traitors. And so just because Donald Trump says you are, sorry, disappeared, no due process. I mean, and we were saying, be very clear. I keep saying this. My dad was an assistant prosecutor at Nuremberg. This isn't a prison. It's a concentration camp. Nobody there has even been charged with anything, let alone gotten due process.
And we don't know if they're alive or dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no welfare checks. We have no idea. And I think, you know, I'm very concerned because, I mean, with the Department of Justice and the leadership that we have there, it's really hard not to worry about the fact that, like, what's to stop them from making stuff up?
Yeah.
That is what keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
Now, one last tweet of yours.
It's scary.
I have to ask you about because The thing you could threaten me and make me bend the knee for is if you threatened to send me on a cruise. I would, first of all, I get boat sick.
Oh, me too.
Stand. Okay, but you said, are you kidding me? Think twice before you take that cruise. I worked the COVID cruise evacuations. They scarred me for life, and now they've gutted the CDC unit that inspects cruise ships for norovirus, E. coli, and other outbreaks. This is how preventable disasters happen again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. I can't tell you the anxiety I got when I read that article. And I say this very honestly, because for a very long time after, during 2020, first of all, I have to tell you, there's a whole group of us that cheered when the last cruise ship docked and we got the people off of it, because I had a spreadsheet full of cruises, full of people floating around like petri dishes all over the world that we were trying to figure out how we were going to save lives, starting from the very first one. And every day I get the question of, when is that cruise ship going to dock? And so every day that they were on those cruises was another day that we worried that somebody else was going to die on it. And so now we've gutted the unit that actually does these inspections. And not only that, the stupidity of all of it is that the cruise people, the companies, pay the majority of these services, right? It's not really, so they're cutting for efficiency, but it's not the U.S. government that's actually funding most of it.
Yeah.
The cruise lines actually contribute to it. They're the ones paying for the service. And I can tell you that this is a really serious thing, because I had conversations with the CEOs of these cruise lines who would call me and say, hey, I need help identifying a new inspector, because if the government is overwhelmed and they can't do it, I need to hire, but I don't even know where to start. And so that was the first thing that I thought of. So now we've got this CDC unit, and I'm thinking about the cruise lines that are sitting there going, okay, so we're back to square one. We already have these problems. And I mean, you know, if you're a cruiser and you like going on cruises,
oh my God,
more power to you. Okay. But the thought of it is frightening to me.
Time. And by the way, I can't believe that sociopath. Remember, it was like, don't take him up the cruise ships. I don't want my numbers to go up.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I know.
Anyone voted for the sociopath again, who only cared about the number? Oh, my God. Anyway, Olivia, we love you. The offer's good.
Yes.
You know what? I have a panic room, too. It's behind a bookcase. Oops. Now I said where
oh,
it is.
Oh, God.
I have an attic.
You're not supposed
bookcase.
To say that,
okay.
Steph.
All right. Oops.
The
attic is not behind the bookcase, no matter what you think.
Got it. No, it's not.
Please subscribe to Olivia's Substack.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's wonderful.
It's fantastic. Yes. We love you. See you soon.
Thanks,
Olivia.
Right,
take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. You saw them.
I saw
my new lavender pajamas. Aren't they the prettiest color, lavender?
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Well, I already have the blush color. I have the olive. And, of course, I have the basic black, which you must have.
Right.
Every girl must have a black, elegant pair of pajamas. Right, Ella?
They've
replaced the little black dress because I don't go anywhere.
Okay.
So.
Do they work even if you have dogs that shed?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God, they're so soft and luxurious. They go perfectly with my bamboo sheet set.
Okay.
The softest, coolest, most luxurious sheets you will ever own. Breathable, temperature regulating, crafted to help you sleep like a like a cartoon character.
Okay.
I actually sleep like that. That's me. Okay.
No wonder you can't get a girl.
All right. Bamboo pajamas, lightweight yet cozy. This is why they made Oprah's favorite things 11 billion years in a row, I think.
No.
Okay. Because they are just fantastic and luxurious. You get 100 nights risk-free to fall in love. CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie. Get up to 40% off sheets, pajamas, towels, and more luxury. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I'm gonna be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is
Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. If CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It is CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain. I use it every week and love it. And their sleep gummies, which I know everybody raves about. All of it is up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. That's you. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. CBDistillery.com. Use my promo code VIP. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. One more time, CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Conversion Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Home Title Lock. This is important.
It is.
Right? Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? I did not know. Oh. I did not know. They said, well, have you checked your home title? I'm like, what? He said, huh? What now? Yeah, that's what scammers are hoping for, that you've never checked it. If you're like me, the answer was never. Right? That's why I trust Home Title Lock now. The million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. You get immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend over $1 million to fix it. Mm-hmm. Here's the best part. I teamed up with Home Title Lock. You get a free title history report so you can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. HomeTitleLock.com. Type in the code Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. Olivia Troy is so fantastic and so much to get to.
She's
I didn't get to this one. She said, it's keeping me up at night. General Tim Howe led the U.S. Cyber Command and the NSA, two of the most powerful surveillance agencies in the world. Trump fired him with no explanation. Your privacy and civil liberties are at risk. My national security colleagues and I are very worried. You need to know this. Oh, there's so many hours in the day and too many things to worry about. Yeah. But thank you, Olivia. All right, Dan Goldberg's here next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Dow is down more than 500 points in its first hour of trading as President Trump's long simmering feud with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has escalated. President on social media said this morning Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. It's one day after Powell said that tariffs will have an adverse impact on the economy.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
President Trump says the Fed should be cutting interest rates. The European Central Bank made that move today. The president today meets with Italy's prime minister to talk trade. The Trump administration's vowing to keep Kilmar Abrego Garcia out of the U.S. He is the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The White House now offering evidence it says shows Abrego Garcia was a gang member. And Eli Lilly says its investigative weight loss pill saw users in trials shed up to 16 pounds. This is ABC News.
Enjoy.